Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go, we go.
It's a Thursday morning. It's 8 minutes past seven. Barry Keoghan. He was being interviewed there the other day, mm-hmm. and he said he nearly died. Did you hear about this?
No.
The words were quite wild.
Barry almost died from a flesh-eating disease.
What?
He was brought into hospital with a thing called, what's the name of it? Necrotizing fasciitis. And one in five cases of this are fatal. So he went in and he said, I'm not going to die. And they said, well, we don't know yet. He didn't.
That is a bit crazy. It was just before Banshees of Inisherin was filmed.
Oh, wow. Jesus, so it wasn't that long ago.
Recent, yeah.
Yeah, around the time his baby was born.
Which is mad. Do you know what I'm not liking? I love the fact that he's got so successful now and he's brilliant and he's great. But now the paps are starting to take interest in him. Mm. I heard a story last night of him being chased by paps. And that means now you're in that list of mega stars now, and you're in that list of
He's at the table now.
He's at the table now, but the table also brings. That's why, like all those dirt websites, it's always good to be in them.
Yeah.
But you dance with the devil.
Yeah.
And when you start dancing with the devil, they're gonna come after you. They'll build you up, and then they'll knock. Even the Irish websites.
I saw a great quote from Jack Nicholson only yesterday, and it said, the less people know about me, the easier my job is.
100%.
So yep. Barry, you need to take a leaf out of Jack's book and just lay low. Colin Farrell's great at laying low. Nobody knows anything about him.
And yeah, and everybody, I feel like everybody kind of leaves him alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did see though, so obviously Barry doing very well. You know he's doing very well for those ones across the pond when England start claiming them.
Did they claim them already?
They did in GQ magazine. Yeah, they said British actor.
No. In their defence, I feel sorry for him because he had said previous to that that he's always wanted to be on the cover of GQ, so he can't go out and go I'm Irish because this has been a pinnacle for him, a moment for him. To be on GQ.
Well, you have to be British to be on GQ.
No, you don't have to be British.
Oh, but you mean he can't go back and say like, excuse me,
I'm
can
Irish.
You not?
Because look, lads, we all know he's
who
Irish.
Who called him British? Like
GQ magazine. They obviously did it just
like
for the
journalist. Yeah. They definitely succeeded. The amount of TikToks I've seen of people being like, he's ours.
Honestly, I honestly think that British journalists don't know that we're not that
yeah,
we're
separate right.
country. I genuinely think that it's the only explanation. They think we're all part of.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
That's the only explanation.
And even when I work over there, I notice that the people will say things, and they're not trying to be offensive. They just don't know. Like they live in a bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like some people in Dublin. If you lived in Coolock, and you said take me to Cabinteely, some people in Coolock would be like, I haven't a clue.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you ask a country person to take you from Coolock to Cabinteely, they'll give you all the little, because there's certain people that live in bubbles.
Yeah,
it's just life.
They live in bubbles. Well, a lot of them journalists who you'd imagine be fairly well educated don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I know, but we're still livid. We're still livid.
Like anybody that does, like, and you know, if you win medals for Ireland, it's like British. No.
I feel like I take that as a huge compliment that they want to have you as one of their own.
Yes.
But still, stay away
who
from our
Barry. Who would you give? Well, no, we can't.
Who would you, give back?
We all have one person.
To give back.
But talking about that, we claimed someone yesterday and she insta'd, did you hear about this? This girl insta'd saying, I'm so happy to be Irish. Io from The Bear. What's her name in The Bear?
Oh,
Sydney,
So she was nominated for an award yesterday. I think it was the Governor's, maybe the SAG or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And someone in Dublin, I think it's Film in Dublin it's called, said Dubliner Io
Oh yeah.
What?
But it turns out that there's a story behind it that she's all, because she's from Boston.
Yeah.
And everyone from Boston says Irish. They're Irish.
Oh yeah, okay.
Her family are not Irish. They don't have any descendants from Ireland. But the community they're in does. So she's grown up with people constantly saying they're Irish.
Deadly.
So she's adopted, and I'm like, yeah.
And she's taking it, yeah.
She was on her own Instagram, over a million people.
No.
She says I'm Irish.
Why don't we start doing it? Because like if it gets people annoyed. Why don't we claim Anne-Marie and Shania Twain?
Let's.
So here they are.
Specifically Irish.
The two Irish girls, Anne-Marie and Shania Twain, doing really well with their latest song, Unhealthy. Well, on Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Anne-Marie!
So you asked the question, Crossy, where have you been on a sort of a touristy place, and it was a bit disappointing?
Yeah, because everyone talks about, you know, in Ireland, would it be the Hill of Tara, Newgrange? Huge.
I've never been to an Irish one, though. I thought this is terrible.
Oh, that's what I mean. I'm saying, like, every country has something.
Yeah, like if you say you're going on holiday somewhere, people will go, you have to go to X, Y, and Z.
All our stuff is great.
Brilliant.
So, okay, there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing
okay,
we
right,
have.
We're looking at each other, yeah.
There's nothing in Ireland that's bad.
No, nothing at all. What do you think? What would come up in yours straight away?
Well, the Mona Lisa was a bit small.
I was going to say that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was such massive, there were so many people in front of her that you literally were squinting to kind of see her and shining from the glass. You couldn't really see the glass in front of her.
It wasn't worth it.
No, it wasn't.
And you didn't know what the crowd was.
No.
People always say when you go in, you're going to go in this massive room and there's going to be a huge crowd. And they're like, what's everyone crying? And they're like, oh, it's Mona Lisa.
Sistine Chapel was amazing, but the Vatican made me feel a little ill.
Oh, really? Because we were supposed to go to that. Just for a box tick.
Go. That's what I did. It's huge.
Yeah.
But the amount of stuff that they took from around the world, the art and gold and everything, it does make you feel a little bit ill. It's like, this is just all stuff they nicked.
And never ever climb up the top of the Sistine Chapel.
Why? Lots of stairs.
There's a lot of stairs. I need to pay like a tenner for a lift, and you get the lift, but the lift only brings you halfway up. And then, you know, the forecourt's that dome roof.
Yeah.
So it's like that, and you're walking around it. So as you're walking, the roof is slanting.
I was up there, yeah, on top of the. That's on St. Peter's, isn't it?
St. Peter's.
Yeah,
yeah. I never, ever, ever experienced, you know, my weight's never had an issue with me before.
You had the wobbles up there, didn't you?
I was.
Oh, seriously?
It's so high up, and it's like there's no water anywhere. There's no.
There's no water.
Let me tell you, there was a lot of picture and no sound for that day on our holiday. What'd you make me go up here for? I don't even want to do this anymore. But anyway, so we're going with Mona Lisa's one.
Yes.
The second one, have you ever been to Copenhagen to see the Little Mermaid?
No, is that is there a statue in some park?
It's in the river. Sorry, it's in the sea.
It's in the port, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the port.
Yeah.
But it is ridiculously small. It's probably the size of that chair.
Oh, stop.
It's the size of a chair. Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be huge.
And people think it's huge.
Yeah.
Now, someone did say Anne Frank's house. And do you know why that is? If for Ireland.
Yes.
Because in school, we all watched that movie about Anne Frank. And I think the movie had the attic quite small.
Yeah.
So when you do go to it, you're going, wow, it's massive.
I couldn't get in. The queue is too big.
It's a great experience.
Oh, it's very cool. That was one of the highlights for my when I went to Amsterdam. But I kind of get what you mean. Yeah, after seeing the movie, you're like, oh, it's going to be tiny.
And I think that's why a lot of people, they're not saying, oh, she lives in a big house. They're just saying, because of the movie.
Yes.
In your head, you would have thought it was a small attic, but like it was quite big. That's coming a few times.
We went to a museum. I thought, let's go to a bit of culture. And we went to the museum and I think, this is all a bit strange. And then we kind of went, hang on a second. And it was actually a museum for dirt.
What?
It was the history of dirty things.
It
was a museum about sexy things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and in Amsterdam.
I don't know where it was.
Oh, I went to Amsterdam. I went to see that, yeah.
They're just unusual bicycles and stuff like that. And I was like, what is this?
Jim,
place?
I love you're like, I accidentally sold it. Yeah.
We saw some museum and we thought there was like very rude things in there.
Yeah.
Well done, Amsterdam. Well done, Amsterdam.
Someone said the Spanish Steps in Barcelona. Literally, just Spanish Steps. Is that not in Rome?
Yeah, it is. It's in Rome.
Oh. So they probably went to the wrong one.
No wonder you were disappointed.
You were just looking at steps in Spain.
They're the ones outside the airport.
Here's a great one. The Holy Stone at Clonricarde.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favourite stone.
But there's loads. People have loads of them coming in. But anyway, the top two that people are talking about is Copenhagen, Little Mermaid,
and
Mona Lisa.
Everything else in there is pretty good. The best thing about going to the Vatican was when we were going in, there's this big revolving door.
Yeah.
And these, so it fits about two people comfortably.
Yeah.
Three guys were going ahead of us, and two of them got in, and the third guy got in with his two friends, thinking there was room, and there wasn't. And Sharon also got into the same segment of this revolving door. So the four of them were now squeezed completely together and had to shuffle.
Oh, I was just about to say, did they have to do the little funny shuffle?
And she was trying to make small talk, like, sorry for this, I didn't mean to. And her voice went high-pitched. And and she got out of the lift laughing, and her face was red.
Three lads
were like, what is wrong? Why is your one squeezing on here with us? That was the best thing about the Vatican. Yeah, I wonder if they put that in the poster.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
So, Olivia Rodrigo says that she wants to get into the movie industry. This isn't a surprise.
No.
It's the next step, isn't it?
Yeah, I already kind of thought she might have been in a Disney something.
Oh, she was. She was in High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah, of course.
That's the name of the show.
Inception.
Really, that's the name of the show.
Honest to God, High School Musical, the musical, the series.
That's why.
Oh gosh. Okay. Right. Jeez. So
they need to leave it to the experts.
You want another question? You want random stuff?
That's random. That's good. I like it.
$1 million question. I would love to. I think that'd be really fun. I love movies. I love telling stories.
What genre would you like to do?
Oh, that's a great question. I really want to do a coming of age thing. Maybe before I'm actually of age. Maybe I am of age already. I don't know. But yeah, I just love telling stories, whether that be in a song or a movie. That's just something that really excites me.
What genre would you like to do?
He is amazing. He works for a Variety.
Okay, yeah.
His name is Mark.
Yeah.
Has he got a beard?
No.
Does he not have a beard?
Gray hair, about 6'3".
I would have thought he sounds like he has a beard.
Oh, my God.
Is it Mark Maron? No, it's not Mark Maron.
Mark Maron, no. He's a very funny comedian.
This guy, every celebrity stops to talk to him. They respect him so much. Yeah, he's got some great bits.
Oh, really?
He's got the best voice.
Someone's given up the fags.
Who?
Dua Lipa. Has decided that enough's enough.
On the smokes. We go for a few smokes. That's disappointing now that she's on the smokes.
You can kind of hear it now. You can say it in her voice. Yeah.
Yeah, she decided January, new year, new me. Live, laugh, love. And she said she's quit smoking.
Fair.
Out the door.
Late.
Well, she's right.
Yeah. Here, also, other good news. Stranger Things 5 is in production. They shared a picture of the cast reading scripts.
Oh.
So now it's in. Who knows when it's going to be out, but...
So all the shows that went on strike, the production is only starting in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So it's taken that long to get it back up again.
We're catching up now. Okay, yeah. So everything's going to be 6 months behind though, isn't it?
Love that. But yay!
Good, that's good news.
So all this week we have teamed up with Migration, the brand new Universal movie from the family of the Minions, Despicable Me, Sing, The Secret Life of Pets. If you love this movie, this is about a bunch of ducks who are going from one area to another and end up in New York.
New York City.
Quack, quack, quack.
New York City.
Yes.
And we want to send you to go and see it on January 21st before it hits cinemas. So it doesn't come out in cinemas till February 2nd. It's got a great cast. You've got Camille Nanjiani, Elizabeth Banks, Danny DeVito. Really, really good voices. So how we're going to play this is, Jim, you're going to tell us something.
Yeah.
So or something or someone.
We're playing What's the Quack?
Yes.
So you have to tell us what is hiding. What is that? So I will
what
say.
What is that word?
Instead of the words.
Yes.
Word or words.
Oh, okay.
It could be a couple of words today. So, do you ever get that feeling of... Did you ever get that feeling?
I don't...
Go again?
Do you ever get, like, sometimes, you know, you feel like something's happened before and you get that feeling of...
Oh! Yes!
You know, you could be in the studio and, like, Crossy could be telling me a story. I feel like this is huge. this exact thing has happened... before, do you know, but it hasn't.
Does Beyonce have a song called Yes?
She does, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would Vindaloo rhyme with
Yeah, it would, yeah. Also, it'd be, I think it's a French term. That's where it comes from.
What term?
The is a French, it's a French term. Yeah.
I love how you've picked something so remote that now we're finished to debate.
Yeah,
what's
like,
that word again?
You can actually hear it. That's how good I'm getting with this quack thing. You can actually hear.
Is that a French duck?
Must be. It's a wee.
Yeah.
Wee.
Would you say French duck with smoke?
Yes. I'm going to have a hat.
It would definitely have a hat. It would have a beret.
Very stylish. Anyway, look, let's stay on topic here.
Okay.
So, yeah, the feeling that you've experienced something before, a lot of people call it and
the spelling for can we just Paul? Yeah. Paul and Rush.
Paul, that's
you've
the
made
best
me
spelling.
Smile. That's the best way to spell.
Oh, I see. Yes,
that
Paul.
That is fantastic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 letters. It doesn't have 11 letters, but you're right. The answer is correct. You just spelt it your own way.
So we got a load of family passes to go see Migration, the brand new movie. It looks deadly.
Yes, it's fantastic. Now, here is
So do we all know what that?
Did anyone get it wrong?
No, everybody's getting it right.
Everybody's getting it right. Perfect. Okay, it's 11 minutes past eight. Instagram.
Someone just said it took me ages to find the spelling. I know.
You might be feeling because around now we always play Instagram, and that's coming up next on F104.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Yeah. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
We're going to Dalkey this morning. And Jack. Jack's on the line. Jack. Good morning, Jack.
Jack.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
All good. How are you?
Very good. Are you in your car, Jack?
I am indeed. Just pulled over.
Okay. And how's Dalkey this morning?
He is lovely. Looking out for the bike out.
Oh, wow. Did you just go for a dip or are you going for a dip?
No, I'm just in the way to work.
Oh.
Do you live on the Vicar Road, do you?
Oh, not at all, I wish.
I was just going to say, you don't need that two grand. Let's give it to someone else.
Click.
Money bags, Jack.
Right, Jack, have you ever got a 10 before?
The other day when you got 9, I did. But it's no use to me now, is it?
It isn't, no. You're a bit of a philosopher, too. Okay, Jack, we're going to get down to business. Are you ready? Now, nice and loud so we can hear you, Jack. You ready?
Yeah, sounds good.
Let's have a look.
Let's go. What colour are the minions?
Yellow.
Jelly babies were invented where? England or France?
England.
In which suburb of Dublin would you find the Frascati Shopping Centre?
Rathfarnham?
Americans call it cilantro. What do we call it?
Pass.
True or false? Dahi O'Shea turned water into wine on the Today Show yesterday.
False.
Marzipan is made from what nut?
Walnuts.
How much is a standard letter stamp in Ireland? 125 or 135?
135.
Is Bachelor's Walk in the North or South Bank of the Liffey?
North.
Is the TV show Drag Race is hosted by who?
RuPaul.
And in which state is America is Silicon Valley?
California.
And so Americans call it cilantro. What do we call it?
Pepperoni.
Oh, we're out of time.
Jack, we're going to go through the questions. You got the first one correct. The minions are yellow. Jelly babies were invented in England. You got that correct
in
as well.
In the 19th century.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know why I always thought they're French because it was like jelly bébé.
Oh, wait.
Oui.
So. In what Dublin suburb? I can't believe you got this wrong, Jack. You're only down the road from it.
Yeah.
They're Frascati and they've done it up now. It looks lovely.
Black Rock.
Yeah.
Coriander is what cilantro is. I wouldn't have got that either. True or false, Dahi O'Shea did not turn water into wine yesterday on the Today Show.
It's only a matter of time. Okay, marzipan is made not from walnuts, but almonds. You got this right. The standard stamp is 135.
Went up last year by 10 cents.
I think it's also supposed to be going up again.
Oh dear.
I know, it's I hate to be very bad news now. It is now, yeah.
It just came out so naturally. Sorry, Jack.
Oh,
old school FM 104. If you listen, you know.
Bachelor's Walk is on the north side. I love you. Almost caught yourself by surprise with this one.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Drag Race is hosted by RuPaul and Silicon Valley is in California.
Wow.
You got a 7 today, but you know what, Jackie? You've got a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug as well for coming on. Thanks very much for playing.
Lovely.
Have a good day.
See you later.
Cheers, Jack.
You too,
cheers,
bye.
Jack. Representing Dawkey this morning, it's a 7. Can you do better? Did you get a 10? Where are you from? Give us a shout and we'll mention your area if you got a 10. You deserve it.
Could we go any more old school?
Yeah, yeah.
Chris?
You know as well as I do.
So Golden Globes were on Sunday night and the whole madness afterwards of what did Selena Gomez say to Taylor
yes.
Swift? Who were they mouthing about?
Yeah.
But the thing afterwards was Selena just says, okay, I'm done here now. I'm going offline. I'm giving up Instagram. And people are going, she's just like the rest of us. You know when you announce you're leaving social
oh, yes.
media?
Yeah.
All the comments underneath it was, yeah, we'll see you next week, Selena.
She will be,
it's
yeah.
like the 4 times she's done it in 12 months.
If you're going to give up any kind of social media, just do it. You don't have to make an announcement.
I know, just dip. Just quietly dip.
Dip.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag when it comes to Instagram, when you know somebody, when they announce that they're going off. Hey guys, I'm just taking a break. I just need some time away from Instagram. I'm going on holidays with the family.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a red flag.
I know, because we're like, you're not a... No, I know that I was about to say, you're not a celebrity, we don't care. But also...
Yeah, no, that's...
Do you know what I mean?
Some people need to hear that. You're not a celebrity, yeah. you don't care.
I know a few people like that.
The next one.
Right.
Yeah.
With child, if you're having a baby,
yeah,
man or woman, and you put it up on your Instagram to say, I'm going to be a dad, I'm going to be a mom,
yeah,
and someone comments underneath it, oh my God, I'm so happy the news is out. Now we can talk about it.
So the
that red
know
flag
that,
is the person.
So the letting everybody know I knew before everybody
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Yes. Managing yeah. to make it about yourself. Yes.
Isn't that somebody?
We know.
Yes.
We know. We all know one
now,
of those.
Everyone does that to a certain extent. But some people do it about everything. Mm. And when you notice it, that you can say it's a nice day today. Well, I like days.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon. I see the moon. I've been to the moon. I know the moon. I've a better moon than you.
Don't we all have friends like that? Like
yeah.
we all think or associates that have that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Do you know where they go on holidays?
Where?
11 a reef.
Huh?
Because whenever you say you're in Tenerife, they yeah. go to 11 a reef. They always have to have one up on you.
Oh God!
That's where they go, 11 a reef. So there's when people, everyone has a friend who goes to 11 a reef on their holidays.
Oh yeah, we all know them.
Everybody knows them.
087-679-7104. Is there any more when you see people on Instagram or another one with influencers go? oh, I'd love to go on holidays, but I don't know where to go, and then put in the little question box.
Oh my God! Yeah. yeah.
That usually now I'll put my hand up. When I was in Egypt, maybe 10 years ago,
okay. yeah.
I would have done that. In the hope that someone would go, hey, I work in blah, blah, blah hotel.
Okay, right.
Oh, was that them like, wait, did you say this as well
Peggy
the other
Mitchell.
Day about restaurants when people are
does
like,
anyone know
oh,
good,
I want
a free restaurant in
yeah.
town tonight?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Beggy Mitchell. Is
Beggy
what
Mitchell.
Beggy Mitchell. That's what oh,
there's two
oh,
new phrases for you now. 11 a reef and Beggy Mitchell.
Yeah.
I love
all right.
it.
Spot the Beggies. Spot the 11 a reefs.
I'd love some food today. I don't know what I want though. Question box. Yeah, once that question box comes up, it means they're looking for something.
Wow.
Cap in hand, beggy, beggy, beggy.
We
wow.
now know. We now know.
Takes one to know him though, Crossy.
Get out of here.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
I love Tina Fey.
Love her, love her. I actually got to see Mean Girls yesterday. So well, I got a sneak preview. So, fans of it, fans of the original will be happy that you have like the original costumes and you have some of the big main quotes that we love and adore. There are a few songs in there that we don't really need.
So this is the thing. If you're going to watch Mean Girls, the musical, it's not based off Mean Girls, the movie that you watched 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's based off the Broadway hit musical.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah. But it's good though.
You liked it.
I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. So Tina Fey, she spoke to Jimmy Fallon about casting Mean Girls, the musical, which is out now in cinema soon.
She the director as well.
Yeah.
She knew we wanted Renee because she had done the Broadway show when she was like 19 and gone on to do Sex Lives of College Girls. And so that was great. Paramount was psyched that we knew her. That was easy. And then like Avantika was gorgeous actress who plays Karen. She's so gorgeous. It's like stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, I think like the last part that we cast was Gretchen, who was Lacey Chabert's part in the original movie, and it's a hard part to cast. Like, we saw a lot of amazing actors, but
of course.
And I had one day where I was like, I'm gonna go back and watch every single tape of every Gretchen that's come in. So I spent like a whole day watching all of them, and then I was like, this girl, I love this girl, B.B. Wood, she's perfect, she's Gretchen. And we hired her, and then I went to look at her IMDb page, and then I realized that I had worked with her when she was 10 on 30 Rock.
Wow.
Oh, yes, actually.
I'm like,
oh my God, yeah, because I was looking at her going, she looks really familiar.
And you remember that episode?
I do remember that episode. She is very good. Karen casting so well, and Renee Rapp is so fantastic. She's very sexy. Very sexy. And that comes out in Ireland on the 19th of January. So you gotta go see it.
All those old school movies, there's a video doing the rounds. I tried to get, I can't find it. Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
People either love her or hate her.
She was crying yesterday. You see that?
That's the video I'm trying to tell.
Yeah.
So she's watching The Wedding Singer, which she's in. And she's crying. The words are all watching it.
We made a great movie, guys. That's pretty much the clip.
That's all it is. But you need to go on TikTok to find her be interviewing people. So you know the way when some people, I'm quite handsy when I'm talking to someone. Like, you know, you're talking with your hands.
Oh,
more
right.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. Not touching everyone.
Everyone. Ted said you were touching them.
Handsy's a bit different.
Yeah. So you kind of your
Latin blood.
Latin blood.
The hands are going everywhere.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah. You talk with your hands.
Talk with my hands. So Drew Barrymore also talks with her hands, and she was interviewing somebody on the Drew Barrymore show who doesn't talk with her hands.
Okay, yeah.
And then she held on to Drew Barrymore just say held on to Zainab's hands.
Yeah. Yes.
And the other person was moving her hands around, but because Drew Barrymore was holding on to her hands, it's just this video of both hands dancing and moving around with each other, clasping each other. It's brilliant.
Oh man,
it's a great story.
It is good. Yeah. The Chase's Dara Ennis posted a short video on TikTok about the air fryers yesterday.
Your favourite?
Well, it's not my favourite, no.
I know, ironically.
That's trolleys.
Yes.
That's true.
This is a public service announcement. Air fryers are just ovens. They're not anything else.
What did I tell you?
Just little ovens. True story.
It's a little oven. Thank you. Thank you, Dara. Did you get him to say that?
It's very random that it just came out the day we were talking about it.
It's weird, isn't it? So now we're okay to discuss your dad.
We could talk about my dad now because he should be in work, not listening to us. Sorry, Dad, if you're out there, right? So basically, my dad is from Sudan, okay? He's been living in Ireland for over 30 years and he still has like the strongest accent. Okay. Like the strongest Sudanese accent.
Do his accent.
So when I was small, I used to get him to say the word lollipop because he'd go lollipop.
See, this is I love this.
Or Crystal Palace. My mom used to say, ask your dad to say Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace.
I have so many words, right? I want to pronounce now. Is that
my
fun?
Sister lives in Northern Ireland. Yeah. And when she comes to Dublin, she asks, if she's in a taxi, she'll ask it if the Dublin taxi driver has a Dublin accent. She'll get him to say things because she loves the accent so much. So she'll get him to say brutal. You know,
brutal.
You tell me something's brutal. That's brutal. And she's like, thanks, I'm home.
Also here, the other day, right, I got a message from my dad. He was giving out about something, okay? And he just said to me, he was giving out about a TV show and he was like, da 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 da. Is and then he said sent a crab emoji. Okay,
a crab emoji.
He goes, that blah 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 is crab emoji.
This person is a crab emoji.
Yeah. And I said,
Cancerian.
I was like what do you mean? I was like, Dad, crab emoji. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, wait, do you mean crab or crap?
Oh.
Right. And my dad just sends me back all caps, crab, C-R-A-B, crab.
So
grab.
That's what he says.
So he says that. He says crab.
So he thought
like,
it was with a B.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He tells me. So he was like, that's crab.
It's totally crab.
That's crab.
So yeah. Zainab tells me this.
That's fantastic.
And in our house, all I got out of that's crab.
That's crab. It's crab.
It's crab.
It's crab.
It is a brilliant word. That's
yeah.
crab.
So just, yeah, shorthand. Just send a crab emoji and see what happens.
Yeah, like there's certain words that are just wonderful when people get them slightly wrong.
Oh, it's the best.
Some people say billiont instead of brilliant.
Oh.
You ever hear that?
No.
Yeah, that is a big one. Wicklow people have an awful... When there's a brilliant. Brilliant. That's brilliant.
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 Brilliant. Brilliant.
Wicklow people say brilliant.
Do they?
That's brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay. Never heard that.
Did I ever hear that before?
No.
Yeah, I used to know a woman
that's
from Wicklow. And he's brilliant. Oh, that's brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Absolute brilliant.
That's a brilliant. Okay.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like there because there's even in Dublin itself, like the Coolock accent is different to the Finglas accent.
Yes,
I find.
Yes,
or yeah. If you hear, a lot of things, a lot of people in Dublin, they put a T at the end of words that don't have a T.
Like, oh, I love that so much.
Like cousin.
Cousin.
And galt.
Yeah, or sorry, I remember in primary school, trips instead of crip. No, sorry, Crips.
Crips
instead of crisps.
Oh yeah, Crips are good. Yeah,
Crips.
Yeah, yeah.
There
Crips.
Is a shop called Crips in Terranier, just at the cross. They sell shoes and runners, and they're called Crips.
No.
And every time I drive past, I go, "Oh, I'd love a packet of Crips."
Give us a pack of Crips.
Now you don't want to use that in LA because that's a gang.
Actually, no, I wouldn't use it in LA.
Give us a package of Crips. That'll get you in trouble.
Okay.
But you say package of Crips. You can't say package of crisps. You have to say package of Crips.
Crips,
don't you?
Yeah, yeah,
always.
And that's it's kind of a friendly way to say I want to have dirt food. I'll have a package of Crips.
Package of Crips.
It's a nice friendly package of Crips.
Yeah.
It won't do me any harm.
087-679-7104. Is there others that are coming in? Someone says stocks instead of socks.
Oh, okay. Stocks. Me stocks.
Sangage instead of for sandwiches.
Oh, sangage. Here, sangages.
Sangages, yeah.
A hang sangage.
Dubs put an O at the end of people's names. Yeah, well, I don't think we're the only people who do that, but like it's very dub, isn't it?
Like Damo.
Damo. So I'd be Jimmo. A lot of people call me Jimmer, but like Jimmo, cross O.
Zaino.
Zaino. All right, Zaino, watch our house.
Zaino, watch
Brian WhatsApps in. I can't say what the word they're trying to say.
Okay.
But my dad says that's a load of boggles instead of a load of.
That's good.
Well, I've changed it now for the holiday season we've just gone through. I say boobles and tinsoil instead of baubles and tinsel.
And it's just so okay.
It was in a movie, or it was in something I saw. It was like booboils and tinsoil. And now that's all, yeah, we've changed it. Where are the booboils? Where's the bag for the booboils and the tinsoil?
What is the name of your man who does RT News and he's like the HSC reporter?
Oh.
Fergal.
Oh, with the glasses.
The glasses. I know his name, but I don't know. Fergal Bowers, is that his name?
Yes, right. I think
my mother
right.
calls him Fergal Bells.
Fergal Bells.
Fergal Bells. Always Fergal Bells.
Somebody says, Zaino, wash your house. No, Zaino, watch your house. So it'll be a football
watch
term.
Watch it. Oh, what?
Watch your house will be a football term.
Oh, I thought you were threatening me.
No, no. When you see one of your mates playing football.
Yeah.
Your house. Watch your house. Watch your house means
house.
Somebody's coming going to tackle you from behind. So watch your house.
Oh, careful.
Yeah, there's somebody coming up
didn't
behind your house.
Or what's the other?
Watch John says, my nan says gold instead of goal when someone scored. That was a great gold.
With the tea.
And I get that, yeah, I get that.
The gold, yeah, tea. Dubs who say potatoes instead of
potatoes. Oh, sometimes one of my friends says bideros.
Bideros. Bideros. That's a bit bideros. Fancy. Bideros. Bideros.
Bideros.
Yeah.
Bideros is posh.
There's so that's, many
it's
of
a
them.
That's a bit sort of Portuguese.
Isn't
yeah. Bideros.
My colleague that's from another country can't say yellow. They say hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Hey. And it was all hello. I like these.
A certain country they're people not, this say is
not
petrol.
This is not a crab segment.
Grab.
It's not a crab.
It's grab.
Grab.
Every time, I'm telling you. I'm,
there's grab, another, grab, there's grab. A video I saw on TikTok actually that reminds me of this. She is saying, she's trying to say the word great, but yeah. She says grape.
It was grape.
It's grape.
Grape and crab.
Yeah.
This is a good way to teach kids not to use words they shouldn't use.
This is true.
That's total
swally
crab.
Swally instead of swallow.
Oh, give us a swally.
Give us me cousin.
Me cousin. Yeah. That's the tea. Cousin and galt.
Galt.
I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why that's the thing, but tea. In words that don't get it. If you've any more, 087-679-7104.
I thought I got away with this.
Oh, no, no.
My dad just sent me loads of laugh emojis and said, cheek of you.
That's crap.
Oh, that's crap.
He loves it.
I'm from Dublin and moved to Drogheda. They say draw instead of drawer and it me right off. And then I replied back to the text here. I was like, can your missus say Mars bar and a can of Coke?
Oh, well.
Have you ever heard about
no.
that?
Give
us a in Drogheda, they go Mars bar and a can of Coke.
Give us it again.
Mars bar and a can of Coke.
Mars bar and a can of Coke.
And Drogheda is Drogheda.
Oh, Drogheda.
Drogheda.
Sorry, someone says, my ma says windy.
Windy.
Instead of window.
Windows, yes.
And tomato and pillar.
I love that. Buddy says orange.
Orange
instead of orange. So they have a D instead of an R.
And that's
orange.
As well. You put it in a strawberry.
A strawberry. Yeah.
Strawberry.
A strawberry. A strawberry. It's not grab.
My cousins live in the flats. My cousins live in the flats and they used to say bancally instead of balcony and chimbley. My mother says chimbley as well.
Chimbley, yeah. Chimbley, yeah.
The L chimbley.
But like Santa's coming down the chimbley. What was the other one?
I'm trying to make sure I'm reading these so there's no any bold ones.
Okay.
Both my kids, Quinn and Braden, call it peacock a peepox for years.
Peepox!
Peepox!
I love that.
Call it peepox.
And all the stuff that starts as kids getting stuff wrong sticks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, here, this one, this, what's it? This guy texted in saying, sorry, Mick in Duleek said, I used to work with a guy, an electrician, who used to call windows windits.
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 And a sealant.
And a sealant.
Pajamas instead of pajamas.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my pajamas on, yeah.
There's so many different dialects all around Ireland now, and I love hearing it. Or my friend used to have a lodger, and the lodger came back one day and was like, just say, oh, Sarah, she's gone off on her maternity.
Huh? Maternity.
I love that. Maternity.
What?
Maternity.
Maternity leave.
Stop.
Maternity. See, I would switch it now and have maternity instead of maternity. It's a better word. A maternity hospital, or hospital.
A hospital. Yeah.
So spaghetti's coming quite a bit.
Yes.
So this is. I found this video was on my phone, right? And this is going to break her. So this is my daughter, Amelie, when she was about two or three. And she was trying to say spaghetti.
Brilliant.
And it was just a magic moment. Are you ready for this? It's going to break your heart.
Yeah.
It's
right,
going to break your heart. Here we go.
What would you like for your dinner tonight?
I don't know.
What? Say it again.
I want you to show me spaghetti bolognese.
Yay!
Yay!
Well done, yeah.
Can I have that?
No, we're going to have pizza.
The face on her when she got it right. It's like, oh, yes, I got it. It's a tough one. Spaghetti bolognese. Right.
Oh, God.
That'd be nice.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Oh, you have to have spaghetti.
Spaghetti bolognese.
We need to talk about Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Interesting character. She is very good in Only Murders in the Building.
Love
she's
that show.
Yeah.
So good.
Great singer.
Yeah.
Can't Keep My Hands to Yourself is a brilliant song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say brilliant. It's a good song. So Selena and Taylor are all over the news because at the Golden Globes this week, they were caught bitching or talking or doing something.
And so it looked like they were saying, I asked for myself and he said no.
Yeah, like we got people got lip readers involved.
Because Timothy Chalamet, Chalamet is with Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the rumor was that Kylie said, no, you're not getting a photograph of Timothy. And, you know, all the.
They've denied it all.
So Selena gets a bit, you know, annoyed over it all. And for the a millionth time this year, she has posted online, that's it, guys. I'm off social. I need a break. Can't deal with this anymore. And she's been getting a bit of flack because a lot of people are going, you can't keep saying this because now it's not real because every time you do take a break, you're back in within a week.
Like everybody is who says they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're never gone for long.
So this was Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. This all happened.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez is back on Instagram 18 hours after announcing a social media break.
Selena.
Now we're all doing what? All think funny like Dustin. We all think it's hilarious.
Yeah. So this person deserves a bonus, whoever they are.
Whoever works in Ryanair has just quote tweeted saying Selena's back on Instagram and says, if I'm never flying Ryanair ever again was a person, it would be Selena Gomez.
That is brilliant.
So
it's so good.
They've won the internet today.
Completed, mate. Oh, so bang on.
And it does, because anyone who does fly, you always know people who fly Ryanair. I'm never flying with these again. They're terrible. They made me pay €70 for this.
Oh, we do it every time. Every time.
If you know who works in Ryanair's social media department, who came up with that, please let us know their name, because they deserve a name check.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.